Well, life on the farm are kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Tractor sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Woohoo!
Yes, once a month, the first Monday of the month, we check in with our good friend, our farmer from Jay, Florida. We've got Ryan Jenkins on the line. He is the owner of Jenkins Farms. And Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man. We're having a day today. I'll just tell you that much. You are a welcome break to all of the stuff that I have had to be reporting on this morning, so I appreciate that. How is everything looking? We're in the, you know, the middle of the season right now. It's May, but what are we looking at right now?
Well, it's planting season for us, so it's basically our second busiest time of the year. We're very, very busy right now trying to get our crops planted. I think the last time we spoke, we had our corn planted, and it's up and growing and looking pretty. And we're about 25% completed with the planting of our peanuts and cotton so far.
Okay.
So we've really been working hard getting those done. It's a little dry, or it's a lot dry. You know, I'm very concerned about that. I like to, this time of year, for all the wet weather ponds and stuff like that in the area to be full from our winter rains. And I know people think we've had a lot of rain during the winter, but I've been telling them it was kind of rainy, but it didn't rain Ed. It didn't rain a lot, you know. They would say you're going to get 2 or 3 inches and you get 2 or 3 tenths. So it was enough to mess up your day and you couldn't go outside. But for as far as replenishing the water supply, it wasn't enough to do that. And now it's pretty dry, so we're having to we can't just plant any field at any time that we want to. We've got to find the wettest ones and go plant them, and then we'll have to come back to the others after they get some rain. So it's kind of putting us behind a little bit, making it a little bit more difficult to make decisions of where to go and when to go. But, you know, it's all in the day's work, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, as you say, you know, I remember several of these big storm events were just kind of like, what happened to it? Which I don't, you know, as a person who wants to be out and about, I don't mind. But as a person who cares about crops and yields and my friend Ryan and his friends who all try and grow stuff to feed us, I think, oh, that's not so good. So so how is it looking? How is it? What are we on the verge of? The winter crops are coming in, right?
Yep, our wheat and oats, they actually look very good this year. I'm excited to begin to harvest those. That'll probably start in the next week or the following week, you know, in the next couple of weeks we should be starting on those. And we're getting in the critical time, you know, everything's related to the weather that we do, every single thing, right? So now that those crops are beginning to dry down and prepare for harvest, a couple of rain events can cause the seed to sprout while it's still on the plant. And if that happens, then you go from making $5 or $6 a bushel to making $1 or $2 a bushel. So it's very important that we have good weather over the next couple of weeks. And then see, it's weird because I'm sitting here begging for rain, but at the same time I'm begging for it not to rain on those fields, so I can never be happy.
So you need it to rain so the fields are wet enough to plant, for example, the peanuts and cotton, I guess, and you also want it not to rain because that'll screw up the oats and the wheat that you're on the verge of trying to harvest. Do I have that right?
Exactly. So you see the conundrum I'm in on a daily basis.
Well, I guess at some point you just trust God and you take what you get. I suppose, you know, every year, right?
Every day.
So I assume that when the oats and wheat come out, those fields get immediately replanted with what, second season, or is it just that they
it
get
will.
Replanted?
So, right. So we call that double cropping when we grow two crops in one year, basically. When we have a winter crop and a summer crop, that's called double cropping. So as soon as we get those crops out, and there again, you know, that's another difficult point in all this, is we need it to be dry for the harvest of those, but then we need it to immediately rain so that we can go in there and prepare the ground and plant the next crop. And some of that will be cotton and some of that will be soybeans that will be following behind behind the wheat and oats.
Okay, so it won't be peanuts. That's a separate process. But I thought, okay, you're planting cotton. I thought you told me you weren't going to plant cotton. The prices were so bad, and you had to maximize your profits on peanuts this year to make up for how devastating last year was.
Well, I just wanted to keep on being a loser, so I went ahead and planted some. I didn't want to break the chain there, you know. Well, we have to. When it came down to it, I have to plant some. You know, I have some very expensive equipment sitting there in the barn that has to be used to help pay for itself. And in reality, I couldn't plant all those acres that would be cotton in peanuts.
Okay.
I just don't have that much equipment. You know, I have a normal amount of acres that I do with each crop each year, and I can stretch those some, certainly, but I couldn't stretch them to the point where one crop completely took care of the other crop without buying more equipment. And that's just not a good time to be buying any equipment right now. So
we did plant it, but
I can tell you, I mean, cotton's still around 75 cents, and for it to be that's a pound, 75 cents per pound, and for it to be profitable, it needs to be definitely over 90, between 90 cents and a dollar for it to be profitable right now with our current input prices. So you can see it'll be cash flow, but I'm still losing some money planting it.
And so it's not just a matter of your heart can't endure going without any cotton planting, although I'm sure that's a part of it. It really is a manpower and or equipment and or other considerations that justify
correct.
It. Even though it's likely to be a loss, it's still a cash flow of a certain
that's
kind
right.
that'll make sense in the overall scheme of things. Is that right?
And some of it, you say the money that you're using, that you're making off your peanuts, you're paying for the crop rotation. You need crop rotation to continue to make a good peanut crop.
Otherwise, the soil
that's
doesn't
right.
have what it needs for the next time around. Okay, that makes sense to me. I mean, I'm glad you do it. Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms in Jay, Florida. Well, if we're right in the middle of harvesting winter crops and then planting second crop, and then also, you know, in the middle of planting the regular crops, I'm assuming you've got equipment out on the road, and I'm assuming you'd like to take a moment to remind people about, please be safe around this equipment.
That's right. I mean, just watch out for us. Remember, we want to get where we're going just as bad as you want to get where you're going. We hate being on the road. It is, you wouldn't believe how difficult it is to maneuver up and down these roads nowadays with so many people, so many garbage cans on garbage day. It's terrible. when it's time for them to pick up the garbage, whatever day of the week that is, and you have to move up and down the highways with these big pieces of equipment, it's very difficult. And so I just encourage people to watch out for us. There's a lot of us on the road right now trying to get our crops planted. We want to be out of your way, trust me. And anytime it's safe for us to do so, we'll pull over and let you come around us. But just really watch out. Remember, the way it looks and feels, you don't realize how fast you're approaching these tractors. Nowadays, on average, these tractors run just say around 25 miles an hour going down the road. That's up from about 18 miles an hour several years ago. So we're making improvements, but we're still so big and so wide. And a lot of times at the last second, we have to swing around a mailbox or a person or a culvert or a sign or something like that. So when it gets a long stretch of clear road, we'll pull over and we'll let you come around us. But just remember, take it easy, and let's don't get anybody hurt, and let's all get to where we're going safely.
I couldn't agree more. And I had never even thought, this is why I love having you on, because you make me think about things that I'd never thought about before. But the whole issue of you can't go around the basic problem that you can't, if the trash is there or the recycling is there, that's an extra obstacle that makes it so that you guys can't really pull over or drive on the edge like you'd like to let people go around you if they need to. I mean, you know, that's why I just always appreciate talking. I learn stuff from you every single time. We always like to end with a farm fact. Do you have one for us this week?
Yeah, it kind of goes along with what we just spoke about the highway safety. If you follow behind me for 2 miles, if you follow while I'm in a tractor, if you follow behind me for 2 miles, that's the equivalent to sitting through 2 red lights in town. So if you want to you want to think about something, that's something to think about. It's no different than you driving in town. So just sit back, enjoy the ride, look at the pretty countryside, and think about where your food and fiber come from. We'll all get to where we're going safely.
But it feels so much longer. But I know
it's
not.
I understand.
Oh, hey, you know what? I said last question, but I do have another one. I think, if I remember correctly, and you can maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that Spanish Trail, which is Route 178, you know, that goes by all of the corn mazes and stuff, I think that's scheduled
that's
to be
right.
repaved. Is and I don't remember when that's going to happen, but is that going to interfere with y'all's activities, or is that being done in the winter? Do you know?
It'll affect mine because I farm fields on that road.
So this is an extra wrinkle to your logistical challenges this year?
It is, but you know what? I'm a professional at that. I've knocked cones down for miles. It don't bother me one bit.
It's amazing what that spreader will pick up even when it's trying to put down, right?
Yeah, they look like dominoes. And those poor old workers are just sitting there looking at you. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I got to get through here somehow.
I know the county staff is listening right now. They're cringing about that, but they're also laughing. So that's hilarious. All right, Ryan Jenkins. He is our farmer up in Jay, Florida, owned Jenkins Farms. Ryan, as always, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate your spirit and the struggles you go through. And, you know, as I always say, feeding my kids and putting clothes on their back, man. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you so much for having us. I hope everybody out there has a great week. Y'all be safe.